Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show. Real talk, TM Hyman Radio Live, WHAC, it's your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. What's cracking? I'm remote tonight, so you're not going to get all the sound effects and all that on my way to the studio, but we still getting it cracking. 10 o'clock, 10:01 to be exact, in Miami. For all the folks driving up and down Ocean Avenue, it's 10:01 here in Tampa, Florida. It is 7:01 on the West Coast, wherever you are in the world. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight, it's Friday, October 29th. Holiday, more so like, I guess it's not a holiday for everybody. Halloween weekend. I don't necessarily celebrate Halloween, but for all the ghosts and goblins, those folks that promote those paranormal activities this weekend, you know, big up to you. Be safe. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Let's just jump right to it. This is my man Usher as we talk about the week in review, all of the happenings this week in the news. This is Bad Girl, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. Hang in there, folks. Well, as soon as they pull up the song, it's Bad Girl Usher. As soon as we can actually get it on for you. Again, 917-889-3926. I'm mobile, but our producers are in the studio. As soon as we can get this song.
Showed up.
Shawty.
What'd he do?
Yeah. Pimpin'.
Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of L Magazine. I keep it one. Bad than a mother.
Oh, nah. You're a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Oh, players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know, pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl.
what you're looking for. Come see me in the VIP.
Can't do it by itself. So it's our job to make sure we put the right people in place to help them out.
Right, and you know what? The one thing that I found out, like, recently, and I understand why the phrase keeps being repeated over and over, the Tea Party movement specifically, they say we want to take our country back. I heard Sarah Palin say, as I was watching NBC this morning, she says, we the people want to take our country back. And I'm like, we the people? Well, if you are the people, who the hell are we? Let me tell you something that President Barack Obama has done, not just for health care, and there have been many presidents that's actually tried to push this health care thing. Bill Clinton tried to push health care, couldn't make it happen. Now, President Barack Obama is pushing education as well. He has put $800 million in historically black colleges all over the country, when under other administrations they were taking money away from historically black colleges. So the bottom line is they don't like the fact that the president is trying to uplift, you know, not just rich people, but the people. And that damn Sarah Palin, she sounds like a fool every time she parches her lips.
You know, seems like you may not agree with Sarah Palin.
I don't like Sarah Palin. She sounds stupid. You know,
right.
I mean, she just talks stupid. I don't understand how she was the governor of anything. She talks just out the side of her neck. And then people actually respond. And I don't get it. I don't get it. But, hey, to each his own.
Right. You know, it's like every fascist seems to have a, fanatic seems to have a list of followers. Not too big, though. They seem to be no more than 70.
I got one question. I got a question.
If they taking the country back, them the people taking the country back. First of all, we ain't. They taking the country back from whom? Who stole it? Who took it?
They did. And that's the funniest thing in the world.
Are they referring to us, the black people? They taking the country back from the black people?
I think they're talking about taking it back from the Democrats.
They're taking it back from the president.
Okay, that's my whole point. Were they taking it back from Bush? Where were they at when Bush was there for the second term? Where was they?
Hey,
where's Kanye
when you need him?
They're taking the country back.
They want to take it back to where Bush had it, actually. So that tells you what's really cracking.
You know what?
Right. But see, and that's the crazy.
That's our responsibility to vote. That's what we
got
to do.
But hold on. Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all notice how much crap has gone on within this time frame? And it's just like, man, it's about to turn 2011. Like, it's what, a full year? I mean, it's going on year two? Three? Year two.
Yeah.
And, like, the way the public responds, or I'll say the media responds, is like, oh, you know, like, we should have results of it being in year three or year, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just fix something overnight. It's just ridiculous to even think that.
Well, not just fix something. I mean, the president was handed a big pile of ish. And the reality is the Republicans drove this country into the ground. The rich, the elite of this country, those like Sarah Palin, the people, quote unquote, I mean, they drove the country in the ground, and they closed the gap between, you know, the rich and the poor, which pretty much, you know, eliminated the middle class. And the fact that the president is trying to breathe life back into the middle class is trying to uplift, you know, the poor, I mean, they don't like it. So guess what? Those are the entities in which they're trying to take the country back from. Folks, it's Friday, October 29, 2010. If you just tuned in to the show tonight, we're recapping the week in review, news and entertainment. Remember, Tuesday, November 2nd is Election Day. You got to get up, get out, and do something. 917-889-3926 to share your unique experience this week. And anything else you'd like to talk about in the news. It's CeeLo out of Charlotte. Her birthday weekend. It's Dee Dee out of the VA. and we got Toya live out of Delaware tonight. Jump on it. I'm just like, you know, Sarah Palin and this Tea Party movement, I get distraught every time I hear them speak because they're wrong and they're disrespectful.
Right. No, I'm just like, they're wrong. Yes, I mean, and you're correct. They are wrong. Just for the simple fact, it's like they're not even as wealthy as the people that they're speaking for. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how do you do that? How do you? It's like the drug game. It really is.
It's
like
crazy.
And they hustling for another cause. It's like they don't have the, I guess, the majority. Because really the majority is the people who make that, who's in that median amount, you know, who's in that median income.
No doubt. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Overdose. I'm rolling.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets. This must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't f*** with what about? Oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L Overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Diamond Radio Live. You're tuned in to Freestyle Friday. That was OD with Beam Me Up, Scotty.
And I believe he's on the line with us right now. OD.
Hey, what's up?
What they do, baby?
How y'all doing? I ain't even know y'all knew I was on here. I was trying to be on some sleep man stuff. Listen to the show. I was trying to be regular, you feel me?
Hey, we was trying to figure out where you been, man.
Well, man, I've been laying low, but actually not. I've been in plain sight. Like, I got a concert coming up real soon, and I'm real proud about. You know, I booked the club that the Clips couldn't even book because they were scared of black people, and I booked that chain.
Right?
Tell the people where they can check you out at. Tell us the date and a time and a place.
Oh, bet. November 4th at 10 o'clock at Club Peabody's on Virginia Beach Strip. You know what I mean? I'm going to be there, you know.
Right.
And I want you to know.
We know Peabody's oh so well.
Right.
They try to change it up. I'm happy to help them make a change, you feel me? They trying to be anti-Tea Party, so I say I'm all for it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, what's been cracking this week for you, man?
For me, man,
I love it. For the concert out soon, promoting hard.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just finished some more tracks and everything, you know. It's a real, real groovy
experience.
It's been cool, man. I love it. You know, today Hustle Day. We don't call it Friday, why, man? We call it Hustle Day. It's Hustle Day today, and I'm just happy to be here, happy to be alive, you know, and chilling.
No doubt.
It is. I can't complain.
Actually, I can't.
I need more money. You know what I'm saying? So you can complain about that. You know what I'm saying? You lying.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
There it is. You lying if you say that and you're not Bill Gates. I can't complain. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There it is. You lying.
Hey, that's what's good. OD, stand by for us, man. Toya, what's going on in the news, mama?
A bunch of nonsense, depending on where you're at and where.
Absolutely right, boy.
Your state has some craziness going on right now. That Tea Party chick that's trying to get that Senate seat
Christine,
in your state, she's off the chain. Christine O'Donnell is crazy.
Palin talks out of her neck. Christine O'Donnell's just completely talked out of her ass. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know where she came from. I don't know what exactly she plans on doing. They had debates a couple of weeks ago here at the university, Didi's alma mater. If you could hear or if you even read some of the things that she said, like she never answered a question. One of the questions they asked is, I believe it was something along the lines of, what new laws have been passed that you're not, excited about or that you don't agree with. And she says to the person, can you give me some examples? What do you talk about? How can someone give you an example of something you don't like?
They asked her something recently about the Constitution, and she said she couldn't respond. They needed to give her some time to pretty much, you know, like, quote the Constitution. How the hell are you going to be running for a Senate seat and you don't even know the Constitution?
Well, wait, TM. Not only did she say, can you give me an example, the man gave an example, a bad example. He was being really rude, and he says, how about Roe versus Wade?
Oh, my God.
She says, I definitely don't agree with that. Hello, it's 2010, almost 2011. Wasn't that decision made like 30, 40 years ago? Like, what are you talking about?
Crazy.
Yeah, she is off the chain. I don't know. I don't know what's going on or where they're getting these Tea Party activists, but I mean, a lot of them have no clue. And they have such a big following because of, you know, Sarah Palin and, you know, the other people that they have on board. It's crazy how many people actually support them just because they have the label Tea Party associated with their name.
Yeah, crazy.
Right. No, it is crazy.
Hey, man, but look, the funny thing, I like Bill Maher. So when she was on his show before and when she was talking about that she was a witch, I mean, like, you had to see the clips. And she was much younger, but she speaks the same. And it's like, I don't know, it's like the extremes, I guess, that they've showed. I mean, she is human, and I guess her point, and your point of view does change as you get older, but no one seems to like her the same at all. Like,
really strange, yeah. Seems like a really strange person. I don't know. Hopefully she will not get in office. I know that a lot of the Republicans that are not supporting the Tea Party really did not want her to win because they don't think she stands a chance against Coons. But the recent polls are showing that she's getting more support. So we'll see. Hopefully come Tuesday she won't make it in office. But you never know.
I mean, right. I mean, it depends on, like, you know, like maybe if they have a strategy and they're just using her as a pawn. Yeah, you know, it's, who knows?
Yo, no, this chick really thinks that she really thinks that she's going to be, like, a presidential nominee coming up. She really thinks she has what it takes to run this country. She's whacked out.
Yeah.
I damn sure wouldn't vote for her. I'm sorry. I definitely wouldn't vote for her.
Oh, where'd that
woman,
come from?
No woman. I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't want to see a woman in office at all, period.
What?
Never
okay, now, Didi, now you see, you take shit, too, I mean, stuff too far.
I'm sorry, sis, but you got to understand. I mean,
God,
I haven't elaborated why. But what you need to know is, hold on, CeeLo, I don't believe that women are equal to men. You know, I believe that God made men and women and that he made us in his likeness and that he all made us for a purpose and we got to serve a purpose. I don't believe he made us equal because, to me, women are too emotional. Women have too many hormones. We too emotional. We too attitudinal. New word, attitudinal. We have too much stuff going on. And that time of the month, you never know when them hormones, when you have your period, CeeLo, you may be a woman who doesn't experience PMS. But if you look at the average, you experience PMS. And I don't want that woman running my country at that time. I mean, not just
tell
that,
you something
CeeLo,
about
I mean,
emotional.
Hold on.
Women are more emotional. Men are emotional, but you know how they show it? They show it by cheating.
Okay,
that's how
emotional.
They show. They
you.
Cheat.
Listen to so, you right now.
That's their way of being emotional. So I want you to have all crap, and that's how they cheat.
Listen to you.
Yes, you don't want no women in.
That's my point. You're proving my point right now.
Ears.
Listen to you.
I'm not emotional.
Right now.
I'm
you're emotional.
Fat.
You know
I'm,
what?
My voice is raised, and that is all.
I'm a woman from my country. It's okay. I'm a woman. That's why I can say this and not have a problem. I love women. I do. We are beautiful. We are something awesome. And believe you me, a man cannot move his head without his neck, the woman. I understand that. But putting a woman in that position to run the country, I just feel personally that I wouldn't vote for a woman. I would be more comfortable with a man.
Why don't we just take our shoes off and all get pregnant right now and stand in the middle of the flipping kitchen, Dee Dee?
I never said I was burning my bra, CeeLo. I never said I was a feminist. That never came out my mouth.
Right.
So, wow. Folks, I'm so dead. If you just tuned in to the show,
exactly, TM. Wow.
I've never heard that type of interaction from the angels on this show, folks. But hey, we're talking about something real passionate. Dee Dee, all I'm gonna say is I'm gonna say, stand up, Dee Dee. Wow.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, 917-889-3926. 918-889-3926 if you want to get in on this combo here. Hey, folks, tonight is Freestyle Friday. It's Freestyle Friday, a recap of this week's happenings.
Stay with us.
Ooh. Wow, Dee Dee. Wow, that was powerful. Hey, folks, we got our finance segment coming up. Live out of
I want to be on my period right now. Just because of that. Hey.
You sound like you are, CeeLo.
I'm not. But good gracious.
Happy Halloween, folks.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you live in for, ain't can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
However, here is Toya. We've got Toya live out of Delaware tonight with our finance segment. Toya, before you go into your finance segment, would you mind a female president?
No, not if she's a bad chick like me. I think you need a little PMS in the White House every now and then. Scare some of these crazy folks off. Never know. You might hit the wrong button. That might do us some good.
Finance with Toya live from Delaware tonight.
Just wanted to give you just a few more tidbits about identity theft and just give you a few hints and tips on things you may not have considered. Identity theft methods that you may not have considered. One being wayward receipts. Before 2006, merchants printed credit card numbers on receipts. Today, that practice itself is supposed to be illegal, but there are times where it still happens, especially if it's a merchant that's using an older, like, credit card machine that they don't actually have a swipe machine. They actually have to take an imprint of the card. You need to be careful because if you don't keep track of your receipts and shred them, your credit card information, if it's older, can be on the actual receipt itself. And identity theft can happen that way. People can actually use that credit card number if it has the expiration date on it as well. A lot of times these days, merchants do ask for the security code on the back of the credit card, but not all merchants do. So if someone has the credit card number and the expiration date, they may still be able to use your credit card. Another thing you need to keep in mind are ATM lurkers. We all know cash can't be duplicated, so it's actually a lot of times safer to shop with cash, but you need to be very cautious about making withdrawals from the MAC machine, as well as carrying a lot of cash around on hand. Just be very careful when using the MAC machine or ATM machine. MAC machine sounds really old, but ATM machine, because a lot of people nowadays are using their camera phones to either take pictures of your card and you actually enter your entering your PIN number or using the video camera portion of it. And then at that point, if they can somehow get your debit card from you, either by robbing you or, you know, getting your credit card number somehow, PIN number, then they can actually withdraw cash. So just keep that in mind as well. Secure your domain, your personal space, your home, your car. Those places are usually the safest to you. It's where you spend most of your time, but just keep in mind that's also where you keep most of the things that matter to you. So, again, can't say it enough, lock up all of your personal information. A lot of things that people don't pay attention to, especially ladies, they come in, they sit their purse down, either in the living room or in the kitchen or just in an area that's accessible that you're not in all the time. And when you retire for the evening, if someone is to break into your home, people can get in and out without being caught. And if your purse is there, they can get all of your information that you have in there and all of your credit cards that you have in there. So just keep that in mind. And then also credit cards and debit cards that are used to make everyday purchases. In restaurants, a lot of times what happens is the waitress will swipe your card not once but twice. The first time is to actually authorize your card for the amount that's owed for your check. But the second time they are swiping it so that they can actually collect the information that's encoded on the card. And people are doing that a lot nowadays. So just keep that in mind as well. If you can, try to use a credit card over a debit card. Not all banks are following the same practices of bigger banks such as Bank of America that treat your debit card as a credit card and will actually protect the cash that you have in the bank if someone is to actually use your card if it's stolen. So, you know, if you can use cash and be safe about it, do so. If you can use a credit card over a debit card, do so. And if you can use a disposable credit card opposed to using your actual bank debit card or credit card, then do that as well. But just keep in mind, those are four things that can happen that most people don't pay attention to, and a lot of people are still in identity that way. So just keep your eyes open.
No doubt. Hey, I was talking to one of my employees this week, and it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, when I was thinking about your finance segment. He actually received a garnishment on his check for a car. Someone had actually used his identity and purchased a $15,000 car, never paid the note. They garnished his check. He had no idea. So he had to pretty much, you know, contact the folks, try to prove that, you know, he didn't know a carman. You know, he's a gentleman by the name of, with a name that starts with C, but it was Carmen that actually got the car in his name. So these finance tips are real, folks. Pay attention. Apply the feedback. Thank you, Toya, out of Newark, Delaware tonight, who wouldn't mind having a female president if she was a bad chick like her. We're back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Feel you when it comes to the emotions of females. But CeeLo, I also feel you when it comes to the emotions of dudes, because we are emotional, but we just don't show it.
Y'all do, but I'm telling you, the way y'all do is more sexual than anything. Y'all
Girl,
say
ain't nobody
y'all
pumping other countries.
What happened? What you say,
there's
Dee Dee?
No one humping other. There's no one humping other countries. If they gonna show their feelings through sex, we're not humping the other country. That's what they're more stable than we are, especially because women allow these emotions to rise up, and sometimes we don't know how to put them to the background to make a nice, conscious, rational decision.
Okay.
We let
so
the emotions
telling me
take
that,
over.
Now I understand, and I don't always agree with the media, but please correct me if I misspeak.
Right.
Now, mm-hmm. Now, too often do we see this on TV where these senators and these people who represent us, our states, right? They're being caught by what, cheating on their wives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're forced to step down. Now, doesn't that affect us? Because now that person has to be replaced, right? But they may not be replaced by somebody that we necessarily voted for to take their place, right?
Did Bill Clinton being impeached affect us?
Yes.
Did Monica Lewinsky really affect us?
We got a new name for that particular act. It's called a Lewinsky.
Right. She got a new yes. And she was
no
selling handbags on QVC or something, right?
I mean, but no, that's my own opinion. And, you know, I get shot down for my opinions. And excuse me, I still stand on my opinion. I honestly just feel that men are better at that job, would do better at that job than women. Not to say that we can't do a bad job, and like Toya said, she's a bad chick like her. And trust and believe, I know I'm a bad chick. But at the same time, at the end of the day, I really want to see a man in that particular position that if I have to turn control over, I wouldn't prefer to see a woman.
Let me say this and let me clarify. And by no means are you or should you be shot down for your opinion, because the one thing that I so respect about you, my VA angel, you going to say it if you feel it, and that's what Be Real Radio is about. Now, it's not always received well, but trust me, you are not shot down for it, because a lot of females probably feel that way, but they'll never say it. So, and that's why I so respect you for that. Folks, if you just tuned in, you're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Friday, October 29th, and really, you know, we're here to say happy Halloween to you. Tonight, we're recapping the weekend news and entertainment. Remember, Tuesday is Election Day, so this might be a politically based conversation tonight, but we're talking about news and entertainment from the weeks past and all week. We got my man Overdose hanging out with us. Got a big show coming up November the 4th out there at Peabody's, Virginia Beach, PA. Who else is on that show with you, Overdose?
I got the Jolly Brothers in the show with me, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a real, real live event, you know, the best of both worlds, you know, come one, come two, come all, come many, you feel me? It's going to be cool, you know. I just want to get the people to make it see. It's going to be live, you know.
That was good. Hey, tell us this, though. Are you going to get your ass out there and vote on Tuesday?
Am I going to vote? That, I ain't even going to lie to you. I ain't even thought about it right until right now, until you just said something. You know what I'm saying? So if I vote, I go vote. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
It does matter. And I need you to go vote. And I need you to come back on Wednesday and tell us that you feel good about what you did. And do me a favor. Take some people down there with you to vote.
Oh, yeah, you know, I would, but, like, have my friends felons anyway, so they can't vote. I'd be only one, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, represent them. That's more of a reason for you to get out there and vote, just because they can't vote. You repping them.
They're going to be there with me for moral support, you feel?
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, folks, this is my man, OD. I'm rolling. Go check him out Thursday. I believe that's Thursday. Thursday, November
4th. Yes, it is. You're on it. It go down. Oh, I'm going to send y'all some new music, too. I got a new one called. See, before I go into the titles of my song, I'm going to tell you the title of my mixtape so y'all won't judge me. The title of my mixtape is called Wake and Bake. You feel me? So So I got a song called, my next song I'm coming out with called I Only Think About You When I'm High. I got one called I Think I Just Lost My Mind. You know what I mean? I got another one called Regular Nigga Though. You feel me? I'm a regular dude, just me. And that one about a regular dude who need a regular girl. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And that's just me, cause ain't nothing. Cause you feel me? I don't think I'm a special dude. I think I'm just a regular person who do special things. You know what I'm saying? And
that's what's good. Hey, on this show, man, we never gonna judge you. We only gonna support you and encourage you on this show, dude. Remember that.
That's love. That's what I need. You know what I mean?
Hey, 917, folks, 889-3926. 917-889-3926. Toya, for real, speak a little bit more about if you would really mind a female president, because we clearly know the perspectives of the other angels.
No, I wouldn't mind. If a female can do the same job that a male can do and run the country and do a good job at it, and no, it wouldn't bother me. I do think that a female president wouldn't get the same respect from other countries and other leaders that a male president does.
Didi, isn't that really what you're saying? I don't think
she can't do a job, good job, and she, you know, a female would not be able to run the country. I just don't think that a female would receive the same respect from her male counterparts than a male president does.
I am too saying that, as well as, again, I don't think we were made equal to be able to do every job a man is supposed to do. I don't think God designed it that way. You know what I'm saying? I believe in equal pay, but I just don't think we all, men and women, can do the same job equally. We can do the best that we possibly can. In my eyes, though, number one would be because I think women are, we work off emotions more so than not. And number two, because you wouldn't get the same respect. And if you spend all your time trying to get the respect, you can't spend the time trying to, you know, facilitate the country like you should. So, I mean, that definitely plays a part in it. But my biggest reason is just I just don't think that she would be as successful, you know, in that role. And there's so many different things, emotions, respect, just, you know, being able just to hold that position down. I mean, there's a very powerful woman. Look at Condoleezza Rice. There's a lot of women in there. I just don't think, you know, Hillary Clinton. I just don't think, to me, I could vote for a woman president. I just couldn't.
But I think that, like, Hillary Clinton can't do a better job than George Bush. Like, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. But at the same time, we know that.
You wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a female, but you put George Bush in the office because he's a male, knowing that
I wouldn't vote, period. I wouldn't vote.
Wow.
Hey,
no.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you, brother.
Okay, I feel like me and my homeboy were just talking about it, though, like, as far as female president, you know what I'm saying? We from homes with nothing but single moms, you feel me? Like, and if a mom could raise us up as long as she did, and that's like the hardest job I think that is in the world, you know what I mean? I feel like a woman can run a country, it'd be nothing. That's just how we feel. We males around here, you feel me? I just feel like that. That's how I feel.
That's what's good. I mean, I think this is an interesting conversation. And I think it's interesting that at the end of the day, we all have perspectives. I think it's interesting that at the end of the day, I mean, I'm trying to get my thoughts, like, together, because I still hear, like, screaming voices in my head. I think it's a lot going on in the country right now. I think it's a lot going on in the world. And I'm not sure if you all follow politics globally, but T.M. Hyman follows politics globally. And, and what I thought the most powerful thing ever was when Africa got the first female president in the world.
Right.
I thought it was the most powerful thing ever. A country like a continent like Africa, because people think Africa is a country. Africa world is a continent.
Right.
I learned in ninth grade.
I'm helping a lot of people right now because a lot of people, we're so ignorant geographically, we need to really come outside our hoods and outside our states. Because this is the reality, folks. The reality is most people never travel outside of their community level, let alone outside of their state. And what I'm here to say is the world is a big world, okay? It's more going on than just what's going on your block. What's going on in your hood, in your state, in your country. It's a big world. And I respect everybody's opinion and what we're saying, but, see, I think the problem right now, specifically in the African-American community, we only see things from our own perspective. And sometimes we really can't grow because we're so closed-minded and bound by what we know and our own perspectives. I'm going to tell you like this. I think anybody can hold any position, regardless of their gender, and that's just my perspective. And I'll say this, regardless of their ethnicity, because it's a lot of people in America, specifically Caucasians, I'll say it, who think that only Americans or only people of certain persuasions should hold certain positions. I encourage everyone to take off the boundaries that we put on one another because that's why we really can't exceed because we can't see things really beyond our own views and our own perspectives. And I'm here to say the world is much, much bigger. If you are just tuning in, you've missed the interesting hour. It's 7:57 in San Francisco, California. It's 8:57 in Phoenix. It's 10:57 in Brooklyn, New York. You're in tune to TM Holland Radio Live. We got my man OD on the line. Again,
wow.
OD, never be judged on this show. Only supported and encouraged. Tell the people what club. Well, I'll tell them because I know the club. Peabody's Virginia Beach. Flock to it Thursday night. Check them out. And, hey, dude, because I finally got this clean version, and when we say we're going to support you, that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
I mean we're going to support you. This my man, OD. We're going to rock it again in the first hour. Who does that? TM Hyman Radio Live.
I make that rolling.
That's love.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm roll, I'm roll, I'm roll, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm roll. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm roll. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumbled to the fridge and pulled me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, like I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. That's an exclusive right there. My man OD got the jump off coming this Thursday, November 4th, 2 days after the election. Yo, get your ass up. Stop thinking about yourself. Support the president. Let me help you understand what that really means. Because, see, some of y'all are going to go down to the voting office, and y'all not going to see the president's name on the ballot, and y'all going to wonder what the hell we was talking about. The president ain't running for office. What we're saying, the president has a lot of representatives and people of the Democratic Party whose seats are up for election. All right? Senators across the country have about 100-plus seats that's up for grabs. It doesn't look like a lot of the Democrats are in a good position because the Tea Party and the Republicans are really kicking up dirt. But, see, I'm going to tell you, it's not even a lot of people that make up this crowd. They just make a lot of noise. It's like that punk-ass dog that's going to bark, 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 and never going to attack you. Stomp at it. He going, get up, really? Get out, and vote. Get up, get out, and vote. T.M. Hyman, along with the Angels, Charlotte, North Carolina, Chesapeake, Virginia, Newark, Delaware. We got the East Coast on the lock. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida at 11:02. Hey, let me flip it for a minute and give you all some good news. I shared a story on Monday about the Miami Heat and some outstanding teamwork and friendship, you know, between Wade, James, and Bosch. And I'm talking about Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosch. Yo, these dudes came together, to me, what makes an unbelievable story. And I just think this is something that will never get a whole bunch of press because the media doesn't find it exciting. But I find it extremely exciting. Yo, these three high-powered players, yo, they took like millions of dollars a cut. They took a serious pay cut in order to keep, you know, forward Giannis, Harlem in the game. Now, all of them are high profile, but, you know, Haslam's contract was up. These cats gave up parts of their salary to bring together a salary for him. And, you know, it's not all about the money, folks. What we got to realize is most things is really about relationships. And, you know, it's hard for some people to establish relationships because, in fact, you know, they have a warped, tainted, or stained perspective of people, places, and things. And sometimes you got to re-channel your energy, your thought process, how you see things, because a lot of people like to say, well, he made me do it. You made me cuss at you. You made me hit you. You know, you made me do it. No, you just did it because you don't have control. control. You did it because, you know, it's your fault. No one can make you do anything. You know, pull yourself together. See things differently. I guarantee you that when it's not about money and what you can get out of it, the whole perspective is a little different. Yo, big up to Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh. None of these cats is hurting for money, first of all. But see, they understand that obviously it's not about greed. They could have easily said no. I'll say this. Dwayne Wade gave up $17 million. I'm not even going to talk about what LeBron and, you know, Chris Bosh gave up. I mean, $17
million. Yeah.
Plus, I'll say. You know, and I'll say that LeBron James gave up like the same just to create a salary. Folks, what's the point in what the hell I'm talking about? One, I'm in Florida. I'm close to South Beach. I like the Miami Heat. I like the Big Three. And I like the fact that it's not all about money, but that's not what the media would portray it as. All right? Tonight, yo, we just freestyling. We just sharing our views, our perspectives. If you got one, hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Look, I'm not rushing you, though, and I'm not trying to persuade you because we got my man OD, and I'm letting him take over the airways tonight. Yo, November 2nd. November 2nd. Hey, give the audience of TM Hyman Radio Live a little feel of what that cypher going to be like out there Thursday, November 4th. November 4th, after you vote on November 2nd. Yo, let's share a little bit with the people.
You want me to get it? Let's go.
Hey, let me say this. Let me say this. Let me. Ho. The angels going to tell me. The angels going to say, no, don't cuss their ears off tonight, OD.
Okay. I ain't going to cuss their ears off.
Let's do it right. Let's drop it for you, man. We're going to do it right for you, folks. On the other side of this joint right here, my man OD, hitting Peabody's Thursday, November 4th. Go check him out.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
You listen. I kick flows for you. Knock down doors for you. November 4th, that's when I kick my show for you, and you can use it. Twitter.com at Overdose Music, getting me my flow vocations, OD and Reverb Nation. Niggas nowadays, most rappers, all they like to do is front, but keep talking and get hit like a mother freak your butt. Try not to curse with my political connect. Holla at your boy, old boy, and I will flex and vote. The November 2nd, the election. Holla at your boy, keep flows, and now I'm back. Up again, standing up tall like an erection toast.
Yo, I'm going to keep challenging you. Yo, keep dropping it just like that. Yo, keep trying to make sure you can present it to all people because you got some skills, you got a talent. Be able to keep it street, but be able to get that money. You said it. Hey, use your connects, dude. Yo,
Go down.
No doubt.
Freestyle it, though. I be trying freestyle, you know. All
that's
up there.
True freestyle, though.
Dig,
I try. No doubt. Hey, folks, we stand by, my dude. We got a CeeLo coming up with entertainment and national news, a specific report out of Charlotte tonight. Yo, what else has happened this week in the news? Again, big up to the Big Three and the fact that it ain't all about money. Sometimes it's about friendship. And, you know, a teamwork. What's going on in your worlds this week? We made it. It's Friday.
Yes, well, there's some good news for – I'm sorry, CeeLo. Oh, no, I just said yes, we did. That's all. Go ahead.
I was just going to say some good news for OD and other artists out there. I don't know if you guys heard, but on Wednesday, New York court ordered LimeWire, the site LimeWire, to be shut down because of infringement. If you guys aren't familiar with LimeWire – it's a site that hosts music for free. So, you know, when people have MP3 players, they look for sites that they can download music for free, and LimeWire is one of the big ones. Yeah. I must say I have logged on a couple of times to load up some songs for my daughter on my MP3.
I used to use it before I actually went iTunes. iTunes is where it is. What?
Yeah, iTunes is where it is.
It slowed my computer down, so I took it off. I tried LimeWire like once before, and I didn't like it, so I took it off.
Yeah. Those are viruses.
It's viruses. The fact, like iTunes, like you said, that's the best way to go. If you have iPod, iPad, iPhone, you know, all of that music. And plus, when you download it, for some reason, you lose the information on your computer, you can usually restore it. LimeWire is being shut down. So that's a good thing for artists. They don't have to worry about the infringement part, people, you know, giving away their music for free, at least on that site.
Now they're just going to watch off of YouTube. If it ain't one damn thing, it's another. It really is. I can go right into the news if you want to. I don't do it.
You know what? You said it, and because you said it, I'll do it. Live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with Entertainment and National News, it's our girl.
Hey. Happy birthday to me. Happy
birthday.
Thank you. Look, your entertainment news for October 29th. Look, how about in Nevada, Reno, Nevada, this man, John Galane, 46 years old. He went to work, Walmart, and shot his co-workers. He shot three of them, and two of them are still, like, in the hospital, you know, as of this evening in stable condition. Now, he's going to be charged with three counts of attempted murder. And they're saying he just walked into the store and opened fire and then barricaded himself in an office. But, like, it took about 6 hours for them to get him out of there. And he didn't get hurt or anything after that, so... But they said they don't even know why he did it. There was no specific incident that happened. So, you know, I don't know. I guess it's not even safe to work at Walmart.
That's pretty tragic. That's pretty tragic.
Right. Okay, look, now here's this weird story. Now, this is supposedly these people were American, and they went over to Maldives, which is a coral island off of Southeast India. Now, they thought they were going to renew their marriage vows, and they thought they were, you know, that the man, the officiant, was speaking, like, the language, you know, of the land. Well, come to find out, somebody was, like, videoing it. They had nothing to do with the ceremony, and the officiant was calling them swine and infidels and saying children of such union would be illegitimate. So... like, at the end of the ceremony, the couple, they just, you know, exchanged their rings and went off about their business. Well, whoever, like, you know, recorded this, they posted on YouTube, and then the president of the country saw it. And so in his weekly address, he was disgusted by it. And they called the people in, so they're supposed to be dealt with. And it's like, you can't even go get your vows done. But anyway, speaking of vows, Tiny is going down for the charge. She is getting, she could face up to a year in prison because she's being charged with possession of marijuana and the possession of ecstasy. And, you know, they had dropped T.I.'s charges because he was already going, you know, back to federal prison. So they dropped the state charges, and he'll be checking into Arkansas prison on Monday.
Wait, I'm sorry. What do you mean? He was going back to prison before getting stopped with Tiny on his last charge?
No. Because remember, he was on probation, right?
Right.
And so when they stopped him, he's going to jail for the violation of probation. He's not going to jail
just
for the drug.
Because he violated. Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
So the state, California dropped the state charges because he was already, because, you know, they're like, well, what are we going to do that for? You're going back to prison anyway. So you're going back to federal prison. So, Tiny, she's facing up to a year. But I was like, for possession of marijuana, really? I mean, I think that's a bit much.
Okay. This is sad. Next story.
Yeah, it is.
You know what, like, frustrates me about that? Paris Hilton will continue to get off. Over and over, You know, I mean, but let it go down. Hey. So, folks, let me just say, it's not fair, so just understand that and just do the right thing. You know,
yeah.
get your life right.
Right. Anyway. Speak to the Lord. Okay, so look, on to good news. Couple people here. Mariah and Nick, I know you guys heard this today. Mariah and Nick are expecting their first child. You know, Mariah is old enough to be Nick's mom, but we're not going to talk about that.
Hey, yo. Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. Let me keep it real for the people out there. Yo, I would never go to bed with my moms. Although there's parts of the country that dudes have gone to bed with their moms, will go to bed with their moms. I wasn't raised like that, but I've always liked the older woman. You know, and like OD and the cats repping VA, they said tonight, they could definitely see a female president making it happen because they was raised by females. And if females can raise hooligans like us, then she could definitely run a damn country. And, mm-hmm. and you know what? I so respect that because my mom raised two dudes that grew up to be all right. I knew it wasn't easy. And if she could do that, then I also agree. You know,
right.
I think it would be tough for her. I also think that she wouldn't have the respect that a man would have. I totally get where Willingham is coming from, but I've taken the boundaries off of people. And I don't really see what I don't think people can't do. I do just the opposite. I want to ask them what do they want to do and help
right.
them to acquire that. And,
yeah.
you know, and if the Girl Scouts of America, if you know, if somebody actually was to tell the Girl Scouts of America who think that they can do all things, that they really can't because they, you know, not really equal. If you tell them that, that might be stunting. That might stunt their growth.
That'll create a glass ceiling for them.
That might stunt their growth. But I
yeah.
understand where the perspective is coming from, and I think the honesty tonight comes from a true representation of how people really feel. Folks, if
yeah.
you're just tuning into the show tonight, it's Friday, October 29th, 2010.
I'm not finished.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. I'm sorry. Happy Halloween. Happy birthday. How many more stories do we have?
Just a little bit. It's nothing much, really. Okay, look, Giants
yeah.
quarterback Eli Manning and his wife are expecting their first child, and they're college sweethearts, and they've been married for like 2 years, but they're expecting their first kid. And then, look, I thought this was interesting, though. Celine Dion and her husband, you know, she just had twins this past Saturday. Well, she finally named her kids today. She named them Edie and Nelson. Edie,
after... Can you tell us how old she is? How old is Celine Dion?
She's like 49 or some crap. No, 42, my bad. Yeah, she's 42. Right, and she just had twins. Isn't that awesome? But look, she named them Edie and Nelson. She named them the Nelson kid after Nelson Mandela. Cause,
wow.
That's right.
Cool.
They said they were impressed by the human being he was. And then the other child, whose name is Edie, they named him after the guy, Edie Marnay, who produced their first 5 records. And, like, he was a father to her, you know, and a major influence in their lives. So, anyway, so I thought that was really interesting. And last but not least, Nicki Minaj. Her upcoming album, Pink Friday, the album list was leaked online today. But guess what? She only has one appearance on her album, and that's Eminem. He's the only guest appearance on her album. I thought that was dope. She's going to have 11 tracks. So I'm looking forward to hearing it if it's just all her. No, I hope it's a bull.
Thanks for an update on Nicki Minaj. We didn't know what's happened to her.
Isn't she gorgeous?
CeeLo, Charlotte.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Once again, I'm back with my swag on swole. I'm all about my money, baby girl, you should know. When I say you take a shot, I bring your head to your toes. A minute down, people just say I'm on the road. Yeah, I got jet flow, I ain't have her clothes off a minute. Cause I wanted you from the jump. So you never being tight in your high heel pump. Make a player wanna take your days, weeks, and months. When you get high, girl, just roll your stuff. Like a
TGIF, everyone, you are tuned into the hottest show here on Blog Talk Radio, TM Hyman Radio Live, 1124 here on the East Coast. Now, you guys know it's not really much going on here in the U.S., but a bunch of politics and nonsense that goes on with it. Have you guys heard about some of the crazy stuff that's going on in other parts of the world? There's a small town in Mexico. I think it's called Los Ramones. I try to roll my R, but I know I sounded a mess. But their whole police quarters, the whole staff quit on Tuesday in this town because they were attacked by a drug cartel. I think there was a 20-minute...
That would make me quit.
But wait a minute. It's not just that they were just attacked, but it was an attack of about a 20-minute shooting spree, over 1,000 bullets, six grenades... After that, they packed up and said, you know what, the hell with keeping y'all safe, we're going home.
Hey, that's not even funny.
Non-stop bullets and grenades, and they packed up and left.
Yo.
The whole police force quit.
Hey, I'm sorry. Yo, we are
no, The whole police force said, you know what, y'all can have this, is for the birds. I'm not fooling with the drug cartel, and they quit.
Hey, I would have been out too, man. That doesn't even seem real. I'm sorry, folks. We realize that is very serious, so we are just stupid. We're sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they said that they thought something was suspicious because they saw some really high-profile black SUVs that kept driving by slowly, and then out of nowhere, they were just hit nonstop, 20 minutes straight, just bullets and grenades. But luckily, no one was hurt.
Unreal.
No one died. Mm-hmm.
What?
No one was hurt and no one died. And then there's this fat-ass man. Huh? There's this fat man. Let me tell you guys about, now I'm a little upset about this because I feel as though I should get some money. But there's this fat-ass man, excuse me, that worked for McDonald's for like 12 years and he gained 65 pounds in Brazil. And he sued the McDonald's that he worked for and the courts ruled in his favor. And they're paying him $17,500. He said he thought that he was forced to sample food each day to ensure the quality standards remain high. And because of that, he gained 65 pounds. And so he sued him. I mean, I think they owe me money. I eat enough 99-cent fries and McChicken sandwiches. I've gained some weight. I can't get my cut.
Folks, if you just tuned in, it's Friday, October 29th. It's CeeLo's birthday weekend. Happy Halloween, my friends. Tonight we're recapping the week in news and entertainment. Wow, they wilding in the world. We think we got something going on here in the United States. Folks, we got to stand up November the 2nd. It's Election Day. And we just got to do our part. The president really, really needs us. We put him in the office. He hasn't been in office long enough to clean up George Bush's mess. The Tea Party's tripping. The Republican Party's tripping. The prejudice still exists in the United States, you know, and we got to make sure we continue to shut it down and stand for change. Stand for change November 2nd. Get up, get out, vote. 917-478. No, 813
Tampa, Florida.
Bobby Boucher, Tampa, Florida. What's cracking?
It's been a while. It's been a while. What's going on? Happy birthday, CeeLo.
Yeah. I turned 28.
Oh, that's yeah. Nice. I remember those days.
Me too.
Exactly.
And by the way, Celine Dion can get it on at 42. Trust me, it's 42 is a good number.
I'm looking forward to 40.
And I think my the way I asked the question probably sent a frown across a few faces. I didn't mean it like that. I love Celine. I was thrown to hear that she's had more babies.
Yeah.
I know she just had babies not too long ago. So I thought she was in her 50s personally. So I'm sorry, Celine.
You're funny.
Nah,
you're
she's
funny.
Good to go. She's still doing her thing at 42. So God bless her.
I
didn't hear none of y'all talk about that. AT. I didn't hear nobody talk about that craziness that went on with those bomb threats today.
Oh, you're talking about the packages?
I got the alert, and I haven't had time to really drill down on the alert.
Right. Well, they were saying like there was some materials that came that was bound for the U.S. that had bomb material in it,
Right.
Well, it was crazy because it was actually like printer cartridges that were like had like a circuit board attached to it. I mean, no actual wires or anything like that that made it an actual device that could explode, or no actual explosives were found, but it was just scary looking, and the fear was that perhaps it was being sent from Yemen, because this became Britain and Dubai had basically known about this or had ideas about what was going on and alerted the U.S. and we basically took action with Philadelphia, Newark, and different airports across the United States to kind of go on alert over this particular threat. And we did uncover these packages on a freight, whereas it was very threatening, very suspicious looking, very scary in the sense that, like I said, they could be sending pieces of this to be constructed here in the U.S. with some of the materials that we have here to make it an actual contraption that was going to be sent back over or have a more devious, final action. So it was just wild. It was just wild to hear that and just know that was going on all over again.
Well, actually,
it's 11:30. Let me just give the time right quick. It's 11:30. We at the bottom of the hour, folks. Just 30 more minutes left in the show. 11:30 here on the East Coast. 8:30 on the West Coast. 6:30 in Baghdad in the AM. TM Hyman Radio Live. And as y'all can hear, we talking global happenings here. Know what's going on? I did get the alert. I didn't have time to drill down on it. But obviously, this was something that the president ordered. Some type of immediate research on. So this was clearly important. But thanks for calling in. Don't you think it's crazy to hear that other countries get information before we do? We were talking about, and this is actually a good question, Bob. As you talk about Dubai knowing information before we got it, could you ever see a female president? How would a female president respond to that type of terrorism threat compared to how, President Obama is responding to it? Would they respond the same? Would the response from the necessary partners be the same in situations like this when you have foreign affairs involved?
Well, I never take a presidential decision to be a sole decision anyway. I think there's a lot of influence from a lot of parties that are thoroughly informed about situations. So be it a female or male president, I think they're still going to be very versed from a party of individuals that are going to know the right way in which to advise. And I think the ultimate decision and reaction is going to be that of the individual. So whether it be a male or female, I think a female president would very well respond in the same manner. I think they're aware of the situation that we're dealing with internationally, and they're prepared, obviously, taking that position to deal with this and confront the situation head on. So it doesn't really, you know, in any way think, you know, to me, matter to me how they would respond differently. I don't think there really would be a different response.
I mean, what you have to take into consideration is the fact that when women get to a certain position, there's not much a man can try to, you know, dumb her down or try to downplay her in the first place. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when not even just women. Matter of fact, when certain people get to certain positions, there's not too much you can say. You know, you can either roll with it or, you know what I'm saying, or be against it.
Well, when you talk about a president, I mean, we elected that person. You know, whether you voted for that person is up to an individual, but nonetheless, that person is in a position of where they have to be respected as the person in power. And I think with that just comes a certain level of respect to where the female-male perspective doesn't really play a part to me in that role, because just like we have a black president in office now, to me, you know, again, the people are really looking for a difference in the way the world is going to be run because it's a black man. And is there really a difference? I mean, to where you could say, wow, I can tell it's being run by a black person. So I just, you know, I throw that back as a counterpoint to say I really don't see the difference.
Okay, so check this out. We are about to elect our next president 2012 right here. We're going to predict it right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Now, I think it comes down to, you know, if we really want representation based on the landscape of America right now, Sarah Palin is definitely going to be up in there thinking that she can run this country in 2012 because they really hyping her up. She's going to get her feelings hurt, but they hyping her up. Sarah Palin, I think, you know, we're going to get creative and say alongside President Barack Obama, who we need to reelect in 2012, we might have a wild card like Al Sharpton.
Oh, I would vote for Al. I would, yeah.
Okay, so check it out. And then we're going to close it out with Hillary Clinton.
What?
Right?
Doing
that,
what? The
same job
she's doing now?
These are folks who are running representation for our 2012 presidential election.
Sarah Palin,
Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and here comes the permed out cool Al Sharpton.
Watch out,
Bobby. Who are you voting for? We know vote to private. Just like your private vote needs to go down November 2nd, this Tuesday, folks. Get up, get out, do something. Help us to rock the vote. We need President Barack Obama in office. Bob, you voting for Barack, Sarah Palin, Al Sharpton, or Hillary Clinton?
You know what? I'm looking at Hillary Clinton, and the only reason I say that is because the change I think that is in the works. If Barack is not reelected, she is probably the next best suited person for office for the Democratic side, I would think.
So you think healthcare has killed Barack?
No, I don't think healthcare did. I think the change that everybody's expecting, when I say everybody, I think the world in general, the change that was talked about is not coming soon enough to where I think there's an overall disappointment. And I think that's
the great black hope didn't rise to the occasion.
Well, it was a tough mountain to climb, and he's still climbing it. God bless him, but you know,
I think
the expectation for change is
President in office. I respect it, and I think what you just stated is probably representative of. I know that's how I feel. A lot of things are happening, but I don't judge the president, and I'm smart enough to know that he can only do with so much in the period of time that we've given him. Okay, CeeLo. Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, or Hillary Clinton?
I say Barack, and then my next choice is Al Sharpton.
Okay, so we're going to give it to Barack. You can only vote one time. You can only vote one time.
Don't be laughing at me. I don't care. I would have voted for him if he would have made it last time.
She got that Sharpton Chad vote.
That's right.
Happy birthday. Live out of Delaware, are we voting for Palin, Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, or Hillary Clinton, Toya?
Sarah Palin, definitely a no-no. Al Sharpton, don't know. Don't know about that. Barack or Hillary, either or, but it's 2010 now. 2012, you know, a little bit away.
The landscape, significantly different.
It can be very different, and you have to see what each person has to offer at that time. So I can't.
But now,
tell you
understand, what. I'm not really trying to predict. I'm just saying, as it relates to perspectives that dominate America, I think those folks are representative of what most America is thinking about right now, the various perspectives. So, you know, again, I think that's his representation of the people. I think we could replace those names with anybody excluding
Glenn
Barack
Beck.
Obama.
Replace one of them with Glenn Beck.
I think we would have to replace Sarah Palin with Glenn Beck.
If they did that, I don't know.
Mm.
I
okay,
think every,
Victoria,
just how like every black person
vote.
In America that had never voted before voted. Every redneck that ever never voted for vote, I'm telling you. They were registered.
Barack or Hillary? Animals. Barack or Hillary?
Barack.
I don't know.
Barack.
I really don't know.
Okay. Live out of Virginia tonight, Ms. Willingham, Sarah Palin, Barack
know.
Obama, Al Sharpton, or Hillary Clinton?
Let me see. Barack
you remind
Obama.
Me of a Sharpton person, Didi.
Al Sharpton. No, Barack Obama.
Okay. Would you potentially go for Al Sharpton if Barack Obama wasn't the candidate?
I really got to see who running with Al Sharpton for real. Against
hey,
him,
that makes
I don't know.
That makes a difference. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
OD.
They didn't want to vote for Al because George saying they thought they were going to waste their vote.
Barack Obama, Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, or Hillary Clinton. If they were running for office, who would you vote for?
I vote for Barack Obama. I think if Al Sharpton ran, he'd just be wasting a lot of his own money and somebody else's money. And if it was just, between Sarah Palin and Al Sharpton, I'd vote for Sarah Palin. Because Al Sharpton ain't going to do nothing but get in there and just embarrass another nigga. That's all I see.
What? I think you shocked the hell out of some people.
That's how I see it.
I don't think so, T. That's my proper perspective right there.
Hey, I'm going to be quiet.
Hey, we're going to keep this conversation going after our health and wellness segment. Stand by, everybody. Hey, I'm loving this, folks. It's Friday night. It's Freestyle Friday. We're recapping the week's happenings, and it's a lot going on in the news. And I'm happy that we're having a real intelligent, comedic conversation about it. We're recapping the week in news and entertainment. We got a health and wellness segment coming up live out of VA with Ms. Willingham coming up after this. She's 11:41.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Oh. You got the rhythm and blues. I made it up on your groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah. Because your body won't move. You can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Only you're out in June. And you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the road, give me room, into the simple and tune. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Check your fucking frequency. Hold it down, cause these cats ain't seeing me. Nigga screaming thug shit on your webpage. Profile with no pics, won't show your face. In the streets, me mugging is snatched up. Gonna 6 seconds, no time for backup. Call your lady up, take her to a bar. Later on, she performing like a porn star. Now you rapping hard, you a lame kick, then I hit the pussy right. I'm flying something that I'll never be. Do us all a favor, keep yourself free. All beat up on that moon path. Mind on the past tense on the fucking track. Pop a lot of shit, gotta follow it. Choose the words, homie, cause I stay with a clip. J.O. was like a wolf when it's hungry. Competition in front of me. Niggas pitching hard. What you saying, Black?
Oh,
knock
bro.
Niggas out the park. Baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues. Let it roll your groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we hotter than June. And you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I want to book in the room. Listen to the symbol of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune. Fingers for a leg lock. Hardcore hip hop. And it don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sipping on getting stout. Fucking weed hot, nigga know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speak the shape from the rap bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass bitch. I'm out for five beats, laying with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them studs, something motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mind. Menace to society, threat to mankind. Rhythm and blues, lay the bubble you through. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, we hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Live out of Chesapeake, Virginia, with health and wellness tips that'll keep you on point. Didi.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
We are good.
Tonight, so this is Freestyle Friday. I want to freestyle health and wellness. What I wanted to bring to light tonight is Halloween. And since we have three mothers on the phone, the three angels, I wanted to get them all involved to make sure that we give all the mothers out there some good advice. And fathers as well, some good advice on anyone who's considering taking their kids out trick-or-treating or who's getting them involved with Harvest or just taking them to different events in the community. Definitely Halloween is something, it's a holiday, if you want to call it a holiday, that, you know, you really want to be very, I guess you want to be overprotective with the kids. Don't let them go out by themselves. When I was growing up, we used to go trick-or-treating, and my mom used to take us in the car from house to house to house to house. We never actually walked. I didn't get to experience the walking part of Halloween until I became like a, you know, 11, 12 years old. So, again, I wanted to get the other two angels involved tonight just to give parents out there a little bit of advice on keeping your kids safe if they're participating in Halloween activities, and if they're not, things that they can do, other things you can do like Harvest or things in their community. CeeLo, I know your daughter is not with you, but is she going to be participating in any Halloween activities this on your birthday or this Sunday?
Yeah, she likes stuff like that. She likes to dress up and put on the makeup and all that great crap. But for parents who don't want to take the kids trick-or-treating, or maybe you're in a neighborhood that, you know, it's not a high participation of, you know, trick-or-treaters, just remember that only knock on doors, you know, with the lights on. If the lights are off, do not go up to their door. They're not giving out candy or anything else. If you decide not to take your children trick-or-treating, you can take them to, like, Chuck E. Cheese. Let them play there. I know we did that one year when, you know, it wasn't a lot of participation in my father's neighborhood. We just took all the kids to Chuck E. Cheese, and there was other kids there with their costumes on, and they played games and all that crazy crap. So churches are doing stuff for Halloween. They're not calling it Halloween. They're calling it something else. But
they're calling it Fall Harvest.
Yeah, you know. So you know. Yeah. So you can take your kids there, or you can take them to the mall. The malls usually, you know, hand out candy or whatever, or you know, hand out gifts to the kids for Halloween. I think it's a dope idea. I've always liked that. I just never like handing out candy because I felt like it's my birthday. Why I got to give out stuff, you know? So,
hey, I was going to ask you, is your light on? And I'm not trying to take over the report, but is your light going to be on?
Hell no. Hopefully I won't be in the house.
Your cheap self?
My mother cooked me dinner.
I'm Satoya. Do you have any advice for the parents out there?
Other than what CeeLo already touched on, you know, attending churches or malls, it's not a bad idea. It's usually no place safer than home. So, you know, if you're not someone who is involved in a church or you don't want to go to the mall, you can always have your own harvest party at your home. You can get great ideas on the internet for games and things of that sort. Be very careful, you know, when you're trick-or-treating. I know people nowadays, especially up here, they start earlier in the evening. It's not like it was. I feel old. But years ago when I went out, we could go out when it was dark. It wasn't a problem. There weren't a lot of crazy people out. Now it seems to be really, really hard out there for kids. So, I mean, you can go earlier in the day. And parents, please make sure you inspect your child's bag and their bag of goodies to make sure everything is edible and make sure everything is okay. Because, you know, if you don't, you can run into problems because there are a lot of strange people out there. So that's another thing you need to be very careful of.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mom. I definitely just wanted to get that information out there. And, again, if you're celebrating a birthday like CeeLo, you want to be safe as well. And I just, again, just wanted to highlight that information since we were talking about politics and freestyling Friday. I just want to make sure everyone stays safe, especially the kids.
Didi, live out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. Folks, 917-889-3926. Bringing it to you the only way we know how, real, on Be Real Radio. Folks, we really, really need you to get out and vote. It's not a game. You know, this is a real serious election. The president isn't running. His term is not up. But all of the senators in all of the states across the country, their seat is up. Democrats, we need to retain our seats. This is not a game. We're going to wrap this conversation up here. We still got OD hanging out. We got my man Bobby Boucher hanging out with us. And folks are listening all over the world right now. It's 11:49 on the East Coast. Wherever you are, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. Happy Halloween.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Girl, I never had a clue. You say you were working out and behind me. Oh, what a conspiracy, I never thought you would. I'm in stage near me. I thought you had it, I thought you owned it. That perfect love that I wanted, and I thought you had it. In stage near me. I feel stressed, oppressed when you put me to the test. Can't believe the way that I was overly obsessed.
Up the city, man. You roll the dice, you put the six.
nail me. It was meant to be, but now I'm in the archive, saying what's on my mind. And it is evident for everyone to see that you are not a monster, but a blessing to me. And times change, people do accordingly, following the process, and abides by the principle. Yeah, the principle that underlines all of creation. Life is meant to be easy. Yeah, it's all about believing in one. Now I think I've learned my lesson. Yeah, people display false first impressions. Scared to know them first.
And Radio Live. That's You Nailed Me, Electric Chameleon. 917-889-3926. If you want to get anything in, we got like 5 minutes left in the show. But before we did our health and wellness segment, my man OD said that he wouldn't mind really voting for Sarah Palin because Al Sharpton would embarrass us. OD, I got to say this because I respect people's opinion. I mean, do you really know that Al Sharpton, you know, kind of helped to pave the way for people to vote? Al Sharpton hung out with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Yeah, I understand that, but I just don't think right now, I think that man, you know what I mean, he got like a perm and ain't really with like finger waves in it. He's scared white people. He ain't going to never be like that.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
Jesse.
he scared white people. Like, he ain't nobody gonna vote for him. You know what I'm saying? He just gonna get in there and embarrass us. That's all he gonna do.
Hey, dude. Let me tell you something. I got so much love for you, cause yo, we have to close the mics on folks. Look, they dying. You got my whole team dying laughing. Hey, because it's so real.
That's true.
And we know it. And we know it. Bobby John, live from Tampa. How dude is this real right here? How real is this dude right here, man?
I mean, that's right on time. I mean, that's your young folks talking as well, because for one, you'd have to, you know, educate them to really get them on board with what Al Sharpton stood for, stands for, did in terms of, you know, us gaining our right to even vote, as you mentioned. But you know, perception is everything, and to put him on a dollar bill or, you know, $5 bill is what he, as a young man,
waves.
Is looking at.
Everybody
bill
got
gonna fly.
All of them got on the bills. All of them got Bob.
He fit right in with George Washington and him.
He got,
well,
the same,
he got ponytails. Okay. They got ponytails, they got the bob, the flip bob, you know what I'm saying, the joints go up. Yeah, they got all that up there. Only
yep,
one that got a haircut
right
is Lincoln, huh?
Yeah.
Lincoln, and Grant is what? He's losing his hair.
OT, 30 seconds. Tell the folks where you at Thursday night.
Oh, it's going down on Thursday night, November 4th. I'm going to be in Club Peabody's on the Strip. And it's going to be live. You know what I mean? It's going to be a real, real live event. You know what I mean? I'm going to act a doggy, and that's a word. I ain't lying.
I know that.
Hey, that's Virginia Beach, Virginia, folks. That's Peabody. Check my man OD. I'm rolling. Yo, he going out there. He going to vote on Tuesday. He going to come back on the show Wednesday and prepare for his show on Thursday. OD, be easy.
I got you. Thank you.
Yes.
Vote for Al.
Hey, let's get out of here.
I know, right?
Bob John, live out of Riverview, Tampa, Florida tonight. Hey, Bob, thanks for hanging out. You got to come back more often, man.
Hey, as much as life allows, man, I'll be there for you.
Hey, lady, get on this dude right now, because this is the coordinator for our cruise, and he was supposed to follow back up with us about 2 weeks ago. Y'all know we should have been promoting the cruise like a month ago, right? So I wanted to just, you know, make sure that y'all understand that this is Bobby Boucher. He heads Carib Travel, You know, he's coordinating the 2011 cruise, but he holding up our paperwork, people.
No. Hey, come on now. This is going to be my first trip out of the United States. You have to make it right.
No, look, it's going to be right, and that's just why I had to go on my little hiatus to make sure we pull it together and get all the things that we need to do to make this happen. So looking forward to the first annual T.M. Hyman Radio Live cruise in 2011. More details to come.
Hey, dude, come back Sunday. Let's kick it off on Sunday advertising. Folks, we're looking for the first 100 people. We only have a few, like, spots on this ship, and we're doing it real small the first year because we want to keep it growing and sexy and know what we're working with. Toya, thank you very much for hanging out live from Delaware. CeeLo, happy birthday. Take
thank
us
you.
Out of here with your thoughts. And what you feeling. Good night, everybody. This is CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, look, I just want to share this with y'all, right? Now, at a certain time, you're beginning to realize that you're bigger than the people you're surrounded by. Not in stature, not in importance, but in freedom fighting will and focus. Now, look up, open your heart, take flight, and only look back if you can. You're close enough to help. And you must preserve your life and your designed bloodline. And that's it. Peace and blessings. Everybody have a safe and beautiful weekend. And thank you for joining us on the T.M. Hyman Radio Live, baby.
No doubt. Thank you, CeeLo. Happy birthday. Be safe. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for riding with us. We're back on Sunday, 7 p.m. Then we back on again Monday, 10, Wednesday, 10, Friday, 10. We're going to do it again. Peace and love. Tell somebody to tune in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Thank you, Toya, CeeLo, Bobby, Overdose, Didi.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live. T.M. Hyman Live. T.M. Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live. T.M. Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. 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 Real talk.